Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Music, there's the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Ross.
David Ross, how are ya?
I'm good, man. I'm dumb. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not dumb.
Although, dude, as you say.
What you've decided to do, I think you printed out pictures of yourself to like distract you from trying to make free throws in your own apartment. I don't know what's going on, man.
Those huge heads make me laugh every time you do a post with them.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. It's good to hear that it's even noticed at all. Because you know how quarantine is. I'm just posting in my phone. I got no idea if anyone's seeing this stuff.
Into the abyss.
How many giant Dave Ross heads do you have?
Dave Ross fat heads?
Let's see. I have 10 2-foot tall heads, and then I have 3 torso and heads, and then I have 1 3-foot tall head, and I also recently got an email from the company Fathead that makes these, inquiring if I would like to have some free fatheads in exchange for me posting about them.
Yes, hell yes.
Tell them to charge them some money.
Don't make my head fat with these. Dreams and all right, fine.
I love it.
So,
dude,
cool.
You know what I did too is like, I am so happy to be sponsored by Fathead. Fathead sponsored comedian Dave Ross.
Thank you, God.
Fathead feels good sponsored to Dave say Ross. That. But they asked me, so they said I could get 2 things from them. So I got a cutout, full body cutout of me just looking like shit.
Great.
One of those photos where I just look like shit.
Yeah.
And then I also tricked. He doesn't know this yet. This is I'm announcing this on your show.
Here we go.
I told Simon Gibson that I need a full res photo of him for the Good Heroin website.
Good. And he's gonna get a fat head. He's gonna get it.
Just get ready.
He's gonna get it. That's so funny.
Like 6 weeks
That's a
away.
Good trick. That's a good trick.
So good.
Doing dumb stuff in the core.
What else are we gonna do?
What else
are we gonna do? We're trying to just do dumb stuff just to keep ourselves sane in this period of time.
I think so.
I think we've gotten dumber. I really do. Do you think we've gotten dumber in this time, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been getting exponentially dumber real quick for a while now. But
and it's actually
dumber
real
and crazier.
Quickly.
Dumber and crazier, yeah.
Yeah, I have like, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to bring the mood too far down, but it's funny how like regularly I'll just kind of freak out one way or another.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny how that happens in quarantine? And then after you're like, oh, I feel better. Okay, yeah, I'm not crazy. I just needed to do that.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning this morning and I was like, yeah, I'm not going back to sleep. And my body was like, nope, you're not doing it. I flip flopped more than John Kerry.
Okay.
No, I flip flopped so much.
I feel like I'm at a comedy club.
I flip flopped in my bed. I flip flopped so much in my bed.
I felt like I was on a swift boat. You're swift boating me out of this junk is what you're doing. It's bizarre.
So I flip flopped so much and I was like, every time I flipped, I'm like, it's not what I'm about to do is not going to make me go to sleep.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
And it's just, I was freaking out.
I got on the melatonin thing. Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about that
is it works. It knocks you out. Yep. I get sleep, but the sleep is horrible. Like, I mean, I sleep deeply, but the dreams are nuts. I like fight wolves and then I wake up. Like,
how are you doing it? How are you taking
the movie?
How are you taking the? How are you doing it by spritz or by
in the butt?
No, that's not how you're supposed to be doing it. You're going to fight some wolves.
That's the pleasure way.
Do you know they have gummies? I hope you're taking gummies, like melatonin gummies.
It's a quick dissolve pill.
Yeah. Do the gummies,
I got to do
gummies work.
Right, what's wrong with just 4 Advil PM?
And we'll be right back with more Express Scripts. Guys, let's get into some dumb behavior. All right,
Daniel, you got a story.
We have a story sent to us.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Sent in by Liz Haggerty, @LizHaggerty.
Gentleman Liz Haggerty.
Here we go.
Gentle lady Liz Haggerty.
Mound of pennies dumped in man's driveway. He blames feud over final paycheck.
Yep. You have to go through so much to make this happen.
Is it weird that just by calling it a mound, it sexualizes the pennies for me?
It does feel a little... You into mound porn?
Sexier grouping of pennies.
That's how I felt when you said gummy before.
Yeah.
Gummy.
Just gum it for a while.
Gummy. Or
that's how I felt when you said fathead.
Hey.
A Peachtree City man. Sounds like a children's book.
Peachtree City. Yeah.
Peachtree City could be a pretty cool band.
Take me down to Peachtree City where the grass is green and my pennies are bitter.
Peachtree
City. Are you guys related?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Peachtree City opened up for Savage Garden in 1996.
Yes, they did.
Do not tell me otherwise.
Peachtree City, man.
Hey, coming at you. Coming at you. It's 15 past the hour right here. Going to be about 26 to the next hour in a few minutes. We want to tell you. Peachtree City.
Kicking off a new nonstop rock block here on 101.1 The One. 101.1 The One. Savage Garden. We are a Chicka Cherry Cola. Let's get it going.
Can you name three Savage Garden songs, Dave Ross?
He probably can.
No, he can't. No way.
The Chicka Cherry Cola one.
Is that one?
The Mountain one.
No.
Where like,
I got another
what's
one.
The name of it? Dan, you got one?
A Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Isn't that the mountain? I want to throw you off of a mountain.
Okay, guys.
Screw
by the way,
fuck you there are, on a mound.
No, no. Yeah. There are, is, by the way, there are a about a cracked windshield. Is that them?
No. What if you look
dashboard
it up? And they, what if you look it up
one.
And they don't?
Is Savage
have
Garden
songs?
Dashboard Confession? Is that
yes,
the same
it's the
thing?
Same no, one. Dashboard okay. Confessional. Whoa. You mean?
Couldn't be further.
Okay.
as a very but, sad but
truly
young
madly,
boy.
Truly madly,
truly madly
is one.
Yep.
What was the other one you
Chicka
guys?
Chicka Cherry Cola.
Chicka
yeah,
which is not
called?
The name of the
that's
song.
Not
I
the
think
name
that's Truly Madly Deeply.
That's mm-hmm. Truly Madly Deeply. That's the same one.
Or is that the mountain one?
Chickadee Chin, it's a Chinese chicken.
No, I knew oh,
that's
one.
That's Bare Naked
Santa
Ladies.
Monica. That was one. Remember Santa
no, that's,
Monica?
No, that's Everclear.
No, that's Savage Garden, Santa Monica.
What?
Everclear.
No.
Also, here are the big ones. I Knew I Loved You. I Want You. To the Moon and Back.
I Want You is the Chicka Cherry Cola
yeah, yeah.
one.
Ooh, I yeah. want you, I don't. Yeah, that's 100%.
Dan, I yeah. couldn't, if you played
you
it
guys,
for me, I couldn't even tell you.
By the way, this
that.
Could be a bit that the two of you are doing, and I'd be like, I don't know.
Right. I'm guessing you're right. I've never heard
Savage
them.
Garden.
I've never heard
Can
them.
Can I tell you about Savage Garden to me, too, isn't worth a mound of pennies.
Hey, we're back on this story.
Thank you, Dave Ross. Bringing us back
three
to
words
the hour.
We're 3 words into this story. A Peachtree City man claims a bitter feud over a final paycheck ended with pounds and pounds of pennies delivered to his driveway.
That's not going to be fun. That is not going to be fun to clean up.
Andreas Flatten said when he submitted his 2-week notice in writing last November, hell hath no fury
like a man with
like a frustrated boss.
Uh-huh.
That's not
quote, there's now look, he gives a description of what his boss did when he quit, and I don't know why, but when
by the
I
way,
read this.
And I'm just sorry, but like do it right. Like hell hath no fury like a frustrated boss. That's not it. It's hell hath no fury like a boss scorned.
Yes.
Is what he should
right.
have said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, here's his description.
It should have been hell hath no fury like a foreman scorned.
That works
instead
too.
Of like a woman scorned. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to write this for you, Andreas.
You could, but you can't. You're punching it
up.
You're
going to send a mound of pennies to me?
Here's his description of what his boss did when he quit. And for some reason to me, it's hilarious. Quote, he froze up and stared at me for like a straight minute. I remember this so clearly. He gets up, put his hands on his head, walks out the door and disappears for like an hour.
Okay.
What?
That
is this guy not aware that
at
people
that
quit?
Point, at that point, you leave. At that point,
literally,
you leave.
Literally, he like got up as though like he had just gotten a divorce out of nowhere. Like he was like
up and out,
hands on head.
Yep.
Walks out, leaves for an hour. That's when the guy quits.
What do you do?
What
that
was
hour?
This guy's job?
Andreas Flatten worked at Walker Luxury Auto Works in Peachtree City.
So he's doing the Lord's work
for a year. He had known the owner for 8 years, but Andreas Flatten said that the constant turnover and toxic work environment took a toll.
In 1 year?
Yes.
Wow.
Jeez.
So here's the problem. He knew about the toxic work environment and turnover and turmoil for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
He only chose to work there for 1 year. Mm-hmm. So it's like he probably came
you know
and was like,
this guy is.
I can change him.
Yeah.
You can't.
I can change.
The boss doesn't sound toxic to me at all.
Yeah, no, this guy. Did the boss dump a thing of pennies? No.
That's well, the Flatten.
Well, that's who did it, right?
Yes.
Is that the story?
Andreas Flatten claims on his last day.
Oh, it is.
He delivered his uniforms washed and in a box, complete with another letter explaining why he was leaving. This is very formal.
God, this guy's amazing. He's covering all bases. Yeah.
He said his boss promised
Dan Luxury Auto Works.
Promised his final check would be paid in January. It never arrived. He said his boss accused him of damages. I honestly, at this point, never expected him to pay, said Andreas. No. Flatten called Georgia's Department of Labor. 5 months later, he was paid, presumably, the full amount in pennies.
How much? Are we going to see the picture of what it looks like?
Yes. I'm going to show everyone a picture of this pennies.
Oh, what if it looks just like me?
This mound of pennies.
Pennies from heaven.
It's in the shape of Anwar Sadat. What the
hell? That's the driveway.
That is a lot of pennies. Oh,
I have nowhere to put them. I had
so
no
is
idea.
This
Go ahead.
File
Dave.
Called ross_1.jpg on the internet. Is
yes.
that just a coincidence?
That's yes. No, we named it for you.
This yeah. is our yellow picture.
Wait, Dan. Dan, how hard would it be to just scoop that into a bag and then into a trash bag and take it to a bank?
We're gonna find out.
No, but the banks don't like it either because then they.
Well,
gotta
listen to this. This is what Andreas said.
Where
I have nowhere to put them. I had no idea what I was going to do. Like, how do I get money from pennies? Yeah. Now look, I don't.
How
want
do I get money
here.
From pennies?
It is money, you idiot.
Yeah,
it's how like do money. I turn pennies into money?
Well, guys. You know the song. You know the song "Pennies from Heaven."
Yeah,
this is
every
money
time
from
it rains.
Pennies. Pennies from heaven. Like, how do I? Like, I'm gonna. If you follow our 6-week seminar, we're gonna tell you how to turn money from pennies.
That'd be something, like if a stripper was like, "I have all these singles. How do I get 20s and 100s?
How can I turn this into money?"
Yes. Well, there is one way in which it's different, and not to be too divisive.
No,
but I
get
you know,
in here.
Pennies are money, but in Andreas's defense. How do, like, are there banks?
No,
in
what you have to do is
carry
a Coinstar, and then you're going to lose a percentage
exactly.
of the money out the gate.
Right.
And then you
unless
could
you
carry
roll them yourself.
Unless what
garbage
you do is you
bags
get...
of pennies to a bank, and then
no, they won't
still
even take
mad
them.
At you.
Most banks will only take pre-rolled coins.
Right.
And then they have to unroll them to make sure that they're...
All the way through, yes.
That you didn't just give them like things from the zoo.
Right.
Wow.
Coins that you made from the zoo, which are actually a dollar.
Criticism
worth nothing.
Online calls for karma, calling the cash dump, it's a coin dump, petty. Flatten stored the pennies in
petty
his...
Petty or penny?
Petty.
Okay.
Flatten nice. Stored the pennies in his garage inside a large wheelbarrow. Brand spanking new wheelbarrow.
Where do you
that is
get?
Full to the brim. The wheels are like busted out to the side flat.
Mm-hmm.
Andreas Flatten and his girlfriend.
He is mad.
I know. Andreas Flatten.
Well, I wish we had a wheelbarrow that worked. Well, we don't.
We don't.
We don't.
Because the pennies are in it.
We don't.
And I don't know how to make pennies currency.
I don't know how to make pennies money.
Andreas Flatten and his girlfriend said all the pennies are covered in a type of substance or oil and cannot be cashed until they are all clean. A quote from his girlfriend says, they're covered in something, don't know what it is, but it smells funny. It's semen.
Yes!
Yes, it's 100%.
This guy.
Whoa. This jerk
covers them in something, puts them in his driveway, leaves a note. I could not find out what the note said, but it's hard as I looked.
Yeah.
CBS 46 is working to get the owner's side of the story, and when we come back,
we're gonna
hear it. But first, Andreas Flatten said that his final check comes out to be like how many
much?
Pounds of pennies?
Ooh, how many pounds of pennies?
His final paycheck is the equivalent of how many
this is his
pounds
guess?
Of pennies. Now, you've seen the picture.
Dan, this is his guess.
And we
guess?
Know that it broke a wheelbarrow. Is this what he says or is this the actual poundage?
It comes out to this amount of pound of
okay,
pennies.
Okay, so yes. Dave,
do you know
what do
the
you
amount
think?
Of money? Do you know how much?
We will before the end of this episode.
Right, you got to guess poundage right now, my friend.
You're taking the eye test, bro.
Man. And it broke a wheelbarrow.
Well,
like,
he's just
like,
saying
he's
it's heavy
saying
that
it's
flattening the tires.
Flattening the tires. Still.
Man, that's a tough... I'm going to say like 80 pounds.
80 pounds of pennies.
So Jay and I, when we did
80 pounds
the
of pennies,
United
great
Stats of America... 80 pounds of pennies is a Third Eye Blind song. Or a Three Dog Night song.
80 pounds of pennies is actually my Third Eye Blind cover band.
It's
actually,
it's my Five Doors Down Third Eye Blind... Mix up.
80 pounds of pennies is my cover.
We also play Two
Princes
by Spin Doctors.
5,000, 2,500, 600 pennies.
Okay, 80 pounds is what you said, David.
I'm 15 for a moment.
No.
Sorry.
5,000 tennis.
Why won't you step out from that ledge, my friend?
We got there.
We got everywhere. We got everywhere. All right, Jay, what do you think?
Jason?
I'm going to say 180
pounds. 180
pounds. Yeah, 100. I'm going to say 210
pounds. 210 pounds. So you say 210, you say 180, you say 80. Dave Ross. Well, we are going to take clearly. A break. When we come back, we're not only going to find out this answer, we're going to hear the other side of the story. We're going to see what Dave Ross is up to. I know some great things he's up to.
Good, good.
And if you're a Patreon member, you're going to get a little bit of bonus content when he tells us his own dumb story later on at the end of the episode.
It's going to be beautiful. If I know Dave Ross, it's going to be beautiful.
We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are so excited. Does this drop before the 10th? I don't know if it does.
It drops on the 2nd.
Okay, hey, so get your tickets. Get your tickets for the live Dumb People Town with Ryan Sickler. Oh my goodness.
The Honey Dumb, y'all.
The Honey Dumb. You know, he does a great podcast called The Honey Do. And then we do Dumb People Towns. We merge it together. And the Cactus Blossoms, they're so good. It's just a great band.
One of the best bands in America
Just come and enjoy. It's like we don't have many more nights that we'll be able to do this type of a thing. So come and enjoy this special thing as we figured out how to pivot in this pandemic and give you guys a show and content. We always love seeing you guys. Eventbrite.com. Get those tickets. DanielVanKirk.com for all the stuff he's
play
got
bingo,
going on.
Trivia night, live pen pals with me and Rory.
Follow us on Stereo, all that stuff. Dave Ross, what's cooking with you, buddy?
Dude, people can start getting their emo sports clothes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that stuff started arriving. Man, that's so funny. Yeah, that's one of the things I've got going on in quarantine. I just started, I have this like logo maker that I subscribe to, and I've been a graphic designer for a while. So I started making these like dumb sports logos that say emotional shit like, do you know a good therapist and help? And stuff,
but they look like NFL team like it's logo great. Shirts, and they say like emotional things,
having trouble.
It's so funny too because I've like you know quarantine, we've all been trying to make it work and figure it out, right? So I started a solo podcast and a podcast with a friend, and I've like bought new equipment, and you see, I got this background, and I've like honestly been grinding, and it like works a little, but you know, building an audience out of lockdown is hard. Very it's been hard. Difficult. It's kind of killed me a lot of the time, and then I make these sports logos. People like them. 3 days later, I make a web store. I put them up, and it's the only real financial thing I've done all
of
quarantine.
Are you kidding me? I love it. What's the website? Where can people get the web store?
It's www.emo.football. That's the
emo football.
URL.
Dude, please tell me there's one of a guy busting through a line, and it just says impotence on it.
Oh, that's a good one. We don't have that yet.
There you go.
And then you had the Good Heroin podcast that I was on. We talked for like, I don't know, two and a half hours, but it flew by. I absolutely love
that. Oh, that show's been so fun, man.
And then tell everybody about your podcast with Caleb.
Oh, yeah. I have a podcast with Caleb Sinan. We meet in a park and we sit 6 feet away from each other. And every week we rename something famous.
Nice.
I love that. Yeah, it's been so fun. Like and it's really just we shoot the shit. Then we do that too. But we tweet it out every Sunday night, record Monday morning.
What's something that you've renamed famous in the recent episodes?
So Citizen Kane became Dude, Where's My Sled?
That's great.
It's been good. Fun.
Come on.
Let's see another. We renamed The Simpsons Extremely Fat and Incredibly Straight.
Nice.
That one's a lot of fun.
That's really good.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. So you rename famous things. It's time for things to get that reboot. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So when we stopped off, there was a mound of pennies that a guy who had just quit his job or put in 2 week notice, wrote a note, wrote a second note. Mm-hmm. He did everything right. It's a toxic work environment. And then his boss showed him how toxic it was by dumping a mound of pennies that he now
has. We guessed the poundage.
In the wheelbarrow. So Dave guessed 80 pounds. Jay said 180. I said 210.
Right. Townies, if you're a Patreon member and you're watching this live, get those answers into the chat right now.
Fire them up.
If you are listening to this, wherever you are in life, scream it. Because the pounds of pennies that this guy found in his driveway that equaled his final check is 504 pounds of pennies.
Oh, my God. I was right.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Dude.
Bro.
It's a lot.
So when we were in Denver for the United States of America, we went to U.S. Mint, and they just
money making pennies.
That's right, you lose money making.
Right.
But remember, they had those huge sacks of quarters and stuff, and it was like
I mean, it was like 1,000 pounds. I should have known, but that's just
504 pounds.
You can't pick that up at a wheel. Like, where are you going to put that wheelbarrow?
Is the reason that it took him that long to punish him with the penny mound that that's how long it took for him to turn the money into pennies? Because where do you get the pennies? You just, how many stores do you go? Like, how do you even get?
Yeah, this is a plan he did that just took a while. Took so much.
Here's the other thing that's really funny about this is that that's so vindictive, but he's really the one who gets hurt. Like, at the end of the day, he's the idiot who had to haul the pennies around and find them.
Yeah. Right.
I had a boss once who was mad at me when I quit. And called me into work and was like, hey, I have a last check for you. Mm-hmm. And when I was like, oh, thank you so much. I need money. And when I got there, there was a check in a sealed envelope that she had signed, and it was for $0.00.
Oh, that is mean.
Boo.
Super mean. But it was a punishment that punished me, not her. Right. I'm just saying.
It's not a penny mound. Right. Yeah, by the way, penny mound is the scariest.
Penny mound.
It's a clown that lives in the sewer. Okay, fine. He's 500
pounds. We all live in a penny mound
machine. Penny mound machine. Wouldn't that be great if penny mound was a 500-pound clown that...
Scared kids in Dairy Maine.
He couldn't get out of the sewer.
Yeah, he couldn't fit into the sewer.
My 500-pound clown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Richie.
My 500-pound.
Richie, I'm Penny Bone. Help me wash myself with a stick. Richie, I got to give myself an insulin.
I can't come up there to you, Penny Bone.
I'm too big. Nothing floats down here. I'm too big. Richie, I need to give myself an insulin shot.
Richie, first.
I'm too big. You bring food down here.
This is a bit about how it is fat.
Yes. Fat it.
Richie.
It's been a rough quarantine.
Roll me another Diet Coke.
Roll it through. I don't have the energy to chase you, kids. Come here. Please come
here. I'll scare the crap out of you if you get down here.
Help me to the car. Help me.
Can someone get a forklift? It's Penny Mound.
Get the paddles. I just had 3 tiny heart attacks.
Oh, Penny Mound.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yes. So we're talking about a mound of pennies dumped at Andre's flattened house in the middle of the night as a form of payment for his final check from, full title, A-OK Walker Luxury Auto Shop, which doesn't sound... How good is that luxury auto shop?
It's A-OK.
It's all right. It's all right. CBS 46 spoke with Walker... That is of Walker Luxury Auto.
This is the guy.
In person about the pennies and recorded the conversation.
Oh, God.
May I ask you about the pennies? Do you know anything about them? Asked reporter Jamie Kennedy, in case you had wondered what he's been up to.
I mean, this whole thing, his being a reporter, is a huge experiment.
Yes. May I ask you about the pennies? We got it there.
We got there.
Do you know anything about them? Said Walker. I know tons about it. What's wrong with it?
Not even denied.
Jamie, I know that I'm a bad liar.
Jamie,
that's how much I know.
So did you drop the pennies over at that person's house? Walker said, I don't know if I did or not. I don't really remember.
What?
So he knows everything about it. He does not know if he did or not.
Dan, that has to be Gene's voice.
Yeah, right. I don't know anything about it. I don't really remember. Ask Jamie. You one follow-up. You don't know if you did it or not. It doesn't matter. He got paid. That's all that matters. He's a fucking weenie. Yes. He's a fucking weenie for even bringing it up, end quote.
Who says fucking and weenie?
Weenie.
Say just weenie, right. Dan, because you
or
can't
he's
curse.
A fucking D-bag. Yeah. Like, right.
You dropped a jag off.
You dropped an F-bomb he's as you're pulling the next punch.
Here's what he's mad about. He's mad about for even bringing it up as though he shouldn't mention it.
Mm-hmm. This guy is for sure unhinged as fuck.
Mound of pennies.
Can't imagine it being a toxic work.
Yeah, I can imagine just the work
that guy
being
wonderful.
Jamie,
what if we find out that the thing is that this guy always pays everyone in pennies?
Just
every
a mound
paycheck.
Of pennies.
Yeah, you knew that when you started. It seemed like too much of a stretch to ask a penny for his thought. Stop, Jamie Kennedy.
Boo. What are you trying to get Jamie. A job at the New York Post? Then shut the hell up.
Then Jamie said, man. Why is he a weenie for bringing it up? You got to appreciate
Jamie. Just follow-up. Follow-up.
JK.
Because he is, and because you guys give him a platform, said Walker.
Wow.
I just told you exactly what I had to say. You guys are what's wrong with the world. Get the fuck off my property.
Quote.
Yeah. I'll give you a mound of pennies. I think the Jamie Kenny experiment should have been called JK. JK. Oh. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's
right. JK. There's the gag. And then that's it. All right. Yeah.
So then he leaves. And that should be the end of the story. Except for I have one last thing for you all.
What happened?
How much money in pennies was left in Andres Flatten's driveway?
It's a little over 500 pounds of pennies.
504 pounds of pennies. How much money do you think that comes out to?
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, it's like $7. I don't know. What would that be? Like,
guess.
$600?
$600 from Dave Ross.
I think it's like $490.
$490 from Randy Sklar.
$375.
$4 million.
Get your answers.
Then get them in the
Come on, bring in that chat or wherever you are listening to this. We thank everybody who's here with us. If you're a Patreon member, like the people who are watching this live, stick around.
Someone said like $1,000. Is that what someone said?
Stick around. I think that's Christy who said that. $1,000 in the chat.
Thank you, Christy.
If you're a Patreon member and you're not here live, stick around because you're going to get to hear Dave's own dumb people town story from his life. But I will leave you all with this. The amount of money left in Andres Flatten's driveway, 504 pounds of pennies, is $915.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money.
Christy, I think, is the winner.
Yeah.
She had $1,000. That's a lot of money. But pay the man. 2 weeks' work.
So you're about $2 a pound.
Yeah.
A little under.
Good to know.
1.8.
Good to know. All right, you guys.
Worth rolling them up and taking them to the bank.
Well, Patreonies, our live Patreon fans who are checking this out right now, we get a wonderful story from Dave Ross.
And then but
for everybody else, this is going to come your way too. Dave is one of our favorite people who has not been afraid to do dumb things in his life. I mean, look, he just made he made a relationship with Fathead.
And the company.
And the company, folks. We got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down. It's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.